Back to stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, shoot.
Trustee Brown.
Here.
Trustee Stivers.
Here.
Trustee Youngman.
Here.
Mayor Murphy.
Here.
And, Steve Ganetis has joined the session via Zoom.
Okay. All righty.
Can I have your name, sir, for the audience?
Chad Wilkinson.
All righty. So these are the following recommendations. We have the deputy mayor is Gordon Youngman, clerk pending. Hopefully we'll get one soon. Treasurer Kevin Dwyer. Deputy clerk Evelyn Stemmelshuck. Codes inspector Will Hamaker. Assessor is Denise Trudell. Attorney is pending. Official paper, McLean Central. The registrar of vital statistic is Kelly Reader Pettit. Our village historian is Bridget Swartz. The records management officer is pending. The marriage officer will be Evelyn Stemmelshuck. Our emergency coordinator is LJ Harvey. Our meeting date and time will be at 7 o'clock on the third Wednesday of the month. Our mileage rate is 0.655. Our official banking institution is the Pathfinder Bank. Okay, so I'll need a motion to accept Jay, that.
Yes, we were talking beforehand. They wanted to move it to 6.
Yeah, we're discussing changing the meeting time to 6. Would you be all right with that?
Yeah.
Monthly board meeting?
Yeah.
I check with everybody, and including Paul. And
all right, does that works work for all of us, you guys? So.
Yeah.
How about you, Kevin?
I didn't know those were
right now I don't see a problem with
okay.
It.
All right. Sounds good. All right.
We might be able to get out before the
all right. Meetings. Okay. Meetings, yeah. All right. So 6, sure. That sounds good to me.
Excellent.
Yeah, for sure. All right, good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Evelyn.
A motion and a second if you want.
Yeah, I motion with that change to accept.
Okay.
I second that motion.
All right. All right, so we have to adopt the following items. And that was in this big packet of paperwork I gave you last week. The utility, postage, and shipping charges may be paid prior to auditing. And the auditing is what we're doing every month here. Okay. Need a motion and a second.
I make a motion. We approve the organizational structure.
And I second it.
Okay.
And the bill of policy.
Okay. Let me put you down as Jack or Arthur.
Well, my legal name, if anybody's going to sue me, because I said Shane Brown.
We'll put Jack. Okay, did you get a chance to read the interim municipal agreement? That's where we have just the different agreements. We work with the town or other municipalities. That was in your file. Yeah, that was in the packet.
Yeah, I went through it all.
So which one were you referring to?
The interim municipal agreement. In there. It was just supposed to be the intermunicipal agreement. Whenever we work with somebody, we'll have to skip that. We don't even have the agreement. We don't have the lease agreement either in this. All right, so we'll go to the special meetings. Resolution for notification of special meeting as to the method of notification to board members for emergency meetings in less than 72 hours is by email, phone, local posting sites, web pages, and news media if possible. Agreeable, John? Yeah. Like we had the special meeting.
So you have to do all of these?
No, we can do one or the other.
Then I should say and or.
And or.
Back and ignore.
Yeah, we don't want to have to call the news media every time we have a special meeting.
Right.
They only have their busy reporting on SU sports.
I would say I usually get out an email. And then
I would say email and phone should be sufficient, if anything.
Like an email to start with, and then if you don't get a reply back, then a phone call after that, just to make sure.
Okay. All righty. So policies to adopt the procurement policy. Did you? I know that wasn't there.
So we do we do a motion on each of these?
Yes. Policies? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They all seem pretty standard. Run of the mill contractual. Policy. So I make a motion. We accept the procurement policy.
All right.
Second.
Okay. Investment policy.
Seems pretty standard. Fiscally responsible, policies, and make sure that we take care of as custodians of the village's funding. It's pretty comprehensive. So I make a motion we accept the investment policy.
I second it.
We have the policies for the bioterror, previous protocols, internet policy, workplace violence, drug conflict of interest, all that good stuff.
I make a motion to accept.
Okay.
Second.
Conflict of interest.
Make a motion to accept.
I second that motion.
Discrimination and sexual harassment prevention policy. Read and review. Now, at some point in time, you'll have to take a class during the. Just as I think it's like a 40-minute webinar.
Yeah, I know. I had to take it like four different places.
Yeah.
To my employees.
It's the same exact class over and over again.
Yep.
Same in the Army. Like every month, I think.
I make a motion to accept.
All right.
Second that motion.
All right.
You might as well accept the workplace violence one too at the same time.
Okay. Motion to accept workplace violence.
All right.
Yeah,
exactly. Yep. Okay. Alrighty. So I guess that's the end of the organizational meeting.
A lot of great reading.
Yeah, I know.
More.
It's all state forms.
Yeah. That's so I'll bring that up. Yes.
Make a motion. We adjourn the organizational meeting.
Second that.
Hey, on those buildings, you guys got to sign each of those too. Sorry, okay. I didn't. So here, I'll give you the sewer one back when you're done with that. So you guys already checked those. Each on the bottom of each, there's a spot for each of us to sign.
Okay.
So each trustee signs each of
us. Oh, down here in the auditing board.
Yeah. On the okay. Yep. Anywhere on one of those lines.
That's a second. mind us hear you mentioning or discussing your notification policy having to do with special right here. Meetings?
Yeah. Yes.
You need to notify them if it's legally required.
Okay.
By the state,
okay. All right.
State public.
Okay.
Yeah, wait for like special like the one we did the sewer meeting.
Yes. Really? Every meeting.
So every
meeting where you conduct a forum of the village board okay.
All right, to conduct
official business. Like it has to be like a posting in the paper or just the media just needs
to know. Need something. No, okay. And I can give you a little reference on that. But basically the way it works is when you have a quorum of the board, three members of the board together to conduct official business, the public has the right to attend. And the way you notify is to do things like posting and the media. If it's far enough away, you can do it. But let's say you could decide to have a special meeting tomorrow night. In that case, you probably wouldn't be able to get things out the way you normally do. You're expected to post the best you can and notify the media. Doesn't have to be a written notice. It doesn't have to be, as extensive.
All our contacts. And
the idea is that, Sue, for example, could attend the meeting representing the public's interest and right to know because, again, the public doesn't always make it here, but they may be interested. So when the media is here, they can report it out and people have another chance to know what's going on with their government. So
excellent.
That's not something that you can override through your organizational meeting. You just want to bring that up.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Okay. You're a plethora of information.
Yeah,
I try to appreciate it. and you're always, and you record them and everything too. So that's a whole other that's great.
We're going to bring up
either. Yes.
You can bring it up during the regular meeting. But the decision was made, you don't have to Zoom, which is what we're doing.
Yeah.
At the beginning, of the year, the village board, that's a different story. There's two different parts of that. Basically, what you're doing with this is you're broadcasting the meeting and you're bringing in people like the attorney that don't have a voting right on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning of this year, the village board said, let's Zoom all our meetings through the organizational meeting for the public's right to know. And then we'll decide at the organizational meeting if you want to continue. So now you're at the point that it's not automatic that I'll be doing that unless you want me to. And in which case, I'll assume that you want me to schedule it routinely and I can do that. But you'll probably want to take that up under the regular business.
Just already backwards.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, there is an option beyond that nobody around here has chosen to exercise. Mm-hmm. There is some kind of, as you mentioned, COVID, there are kind of some special provisions in place during COVID. Mm-hmm. Where people could, town board or village board members could be Zoomed in and still be able to vote. Those went away fairly recently, and the state put in the provision that if you wanted to have village officials attend via Zoom, you had to pass a local law to authorize it and set up procedures, and it gets a lot more complicated if you want to have village board members attend remotely and vote.
Gotcha.
Zooming them just to get them out to the public and allow. Another thing that comes up, you might have a salesman who wants to sell a new piece of equipment to the wastewater treatment plant. Mm-hmm. And he might be in Albany. They might have to drive 3 hours to get here to make a 15-minute presentation. You might be able to just have him Zoom in and 6 hours of travel time.
So
that it's, you are allowed to do that. But if you want to have
a board, it's not a board member. I think for us, we're local, obviously. And I think rather than complicate things, we're probably good in this. Unless another pandemic hits, and then we might want to revisit it then and then jump through the hoops to get that.
Special emergency rules then too, as there was last time.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So we'd have a little time to make it more permanent if it was going to be
an ongoing
meeting.
June the 8th. That
makes sense.
Thursday.
Thanks, Bob.
I have a meeting in New York City on June the 7th, but I'm coming back on June the 8th.
Okay.
So that won't be, that meeting will be at 6, that stays.
No, that would be at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, because I get picked up at the train station around 5:15.
Oh, dear. Oh, my God.
So I'll be.
All right.
I should be here.
All right.
Unless the train is.
All right. We have to wait for 7 o'clock to do their other meeting.
Do you? I guess the website made it pretty clear that the organizational meeting would go right into the other meeting. I don't think it specifically said 7 o'clock.
All right.
Hey, how are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, Gordon? Congratulations.
Very good. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations to everyone for their elections, for who I did not congratulate already.
Those sewer ones back there just inside. You guys already reviewed them. So
we already, each one of you have to sign this in here. Also. That's a lot, isn't it?
Okay. They signed the mortgage.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I'm at the bank.
So green bills.
Ready. 10 to 7, all right.
This one we signed that too, right? It looks a little different than the other ones. I'm not sure.
Yes, Kevin.
That's the Salmon Rivers one.
And we signed that to the trust.
I'd say yeah.
Okay.
Can't because that comes out of a totally separate. That's gotcha. Not connected with our budgetary stuff. So it's a separate Salmon Rivers.
Okay. And was there only the threefold, the general? The
Salmon, yes.
The sewer this time?
Yep. Yeah, cool.
TNA.
There's
normally just four.
So.
There's a
usually
three.
Four
at one time.
Is there a TNA?
Well,
wait,
there's a four accounting
in
the Salmon River.
Yeah. There's another folder underneath. There.
The four, yeah.
Yeah, counting the Salmon River.
It's underneath that other.
Three for the. Oh, okay. The TNA is the one I still need. That's what I was getting at.
Jack, can you bring down that report that was in the mailbox?
Yeah.
Okay. Could I have that, please?
I didn't mix everything up. What was the title of it again?
Yep. You said he might not be back. Code enforcement. Can you put them in everyone's box? Did you put them in everyone's box?
I wasn't watching. But
okay.
Okay. You need that, Sil?
Okay.
That's like I got it. That's the main one. It's got all the bank statements and everything.
Policies. I scrambled it.
Just one signature.
And do you have some of the T in
there? The rest of it's the supporting documentation, all bank statements, and your monthly sewer general fund trust and agency permanent fund.
I can't put my finger on
everything we talked about last.
And all the other bank statements that come out.
I don't look through these quick. My eyes are. What didn't I stack that other folder?
This stack here.
These are signed. That goes in here.
I'm not sure what
it is. Oh, okay. The TNA fund should be one of those folders that I might have got.
That's TNA. Up. Yeah.
That's one we need to review and stuff. Yeah.
Check
is good.
Awesome. Thank you.
You found it?
No.
I carried it in here. And this is supposed to be the old stack.
Is it the one that's kind of upside down?
No, that's
yeah. With just the board meeting itself, there's a ton of folders and papers, and then we have the organization on top of it. Procurement moving pieces.
Can I just go over one of them, please, so we can
computer?
Thank you. Get started.
Village of Parish, Parkwood, Board of Trustees. I don't know how I could lose it walking from my box to here. Okay. I just don't see it. Uh-huh. You're welcome to look through it. You look through that.
That's okay. Thing. Don't worry about it.
I'm worried about it. Maybe it got mixed
maybe.
Up.
Maybe. No worries. Just continue. Yep. What'll it look like this?
That's
all right. We'll just get. We'll get started. I'll just call this meeting to a order.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just make sure that's done.
Trustee Brown.
Here.
Trustee Stivers.
Here.
Trustee Youngman.
Here.
Mayor Mercy.
Here. Okay. We have three sets of minutes we need to approve from the March 15th meeting, special meeting of April 3rd, and the public hearing of April 12th. Reading for that one.
Copy of the minutes.
Really? That's an easy one. Okay.
Hello.
How we doing?
Good.
Good. You get a chance to talk to that guy from Statewide for this.
Remind me about the tanks at the treatment plant.
Yeah,
I mentioned it to them.
The glass ones.
Yeah, so we typically use their tanks for our water towers, but I mentioned it to him. I saw him after, and he didn't recall having a conversation with you about it. So you're sure it was them you talked to?
Oh, I didn't talk to him. That's Kevin.
Oh,
remember I said
yeah. Sorry. And those were the folks that you talked to.
Yeah, you said I will meet up with him.
And so when I mentioned it to him, he was like, "I don't know what you're talking about." So maybe I talked to a different person than you talked to.
Okay. A long 7 minutes. I wasn't at that.
Okay. All right. So
they look fine. I don't see any.
All right. You need a motion and a second.
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
I second it.
Our communications. Well, we got the letter from the Legion wanting us to be in the parade. But they were hoping for our involvement. They're just letting us know they're going to have it. So that was that one. The Kangaroo said they're going to keep their rates same as they were last year.
Parade for which one?
Memorial Day. County of Oswego Industrial Development Agency sent us their pilot agreement. Explain that to them, will you please, before they sent us okay. 1557?
Oh, yeah, that is the payment in lieu of taxes for Biosphere occupying the former Parish Elementary School. We get a payment in lieu of taxes payment once a year, every year for X number of years, probably 20 if I'm not sure, but it drops down, and then when it reaches that final mark, then they start paying full taxes. And it's not a set amount every year. It's a decreasing amount, but it's based on you have to do your math on it. It's a really ugly calculation system. It's based on an assessment of, I think, 435, but then it goes up or down depending on if the assessment goes up or goes down, and that affects the tax payment, the pilot payment that we get. So this year our payment was $1,557 plus or minus the cents. It might have been, but it came in April. So that's what that is. It's a payment of taxes. We get it once a year.
Okay. All right. We also got something from the C2As, and our reports and everything are up to date and all that good stuff. Okay. And that's it on the communications. All righty. So our legislator is not here. So, Paul, you're up.
Two points with you. The North Shore Council of Governments, in conjunction with the Santa Cruz Council of Governments, is a new associate circuit rider who will also be serving other parts of the community. Council of Governments expansion. Her name is Heidi Thompson, who was Redfield, and she was profiled in the March 24th Tug Hill Times. Scheduling her to accompany me to the North Shore Senators meeting says her availability permit, she'll have a greater availability after she has some current obligations run through May. So I'll be looking to get her scheduled probably to your June village board meeting, just to introduce her and to give you the chance to change she is, talk with her. And then after that, I'll have her available to be able to cover meetings when I have more than one meeting a night. I'll be able to send her to cover the meetings and present what I have to present. Be there to listen to what you have to say and any concerns and questions that may come up, and report back to me. So I'm looking forward to working with Heidi. I have for you a copy of the Tug Hill Commission's issue paper with an analysis of the 2020 U.S. Census results. It's available on the Tug Hill website as well. So
here's a copy of that for you.
Your recent transition, I offered to help Mayor Perkins with her transition, and I've been assisting Mayor Murphy since then with questions that she's had with computers and email and things like that. So helping with the transition. And speaking of email, we're coming up on one of those transition times, both in terms of office holders and accounting for email accounts. Right now, the town of the village share a domain name, which is parish-ny.us, which is different than your village one, which is village of parish-ny.us. And we use that primarily to support the email accounts that both the town and the village use with that domain name associated. So there's a bunch of names that the town has for the supervisor and town clerk and assessor and so on. And then there's also some other names that the village has. The policy in the past has been to offer email accounts to the new trustees when they get them, so that when the mayor wants to send things out, they can send it to your official email address rather than your personal email address. And one of the really good things for you about that, if you choose to take up on that, is the communications you do with the village on official business are potentially legally discoverable. And if you're on your personal account, you're opening your personal account to legal scrutiny should somebody ask, well, what were your communications about a official government topic that you were getting notices on or providing opinions on or whatever. If you limit your official communications to the official account, then that's the only one that you need to have potentially disclosed. So there's a real advantage to you to have a Youngman3 account at parish-ny.us. But I've got an additional option for you. The way we're doing it now, that's through GoDaddy, and there's an annual charge per account. It's not a lot of money. It's like $20 a year or something. But I can also give you a same account name, or it would probably be your first name, initial, your last name. And then it could be at villageofparish-ny.us. And I can provide those to you for free. They're part of the charge you're already paying for your domain name and the website hosting. So if it's all the same to you, it'd probably be just as good for you to have that slightly longer email address, but one that I can get to you for free rather than being in charge of the village for it.
Yeah. After you had mentioned that to me, I checked with them, and you guys seem like we would like to get the municipal good. Email, and we're okay with the free one.
Very good. I will set you up for that then. And absolutely. We will have a bill coming up in May is when the one that goes through Gmail, because we have some legacy accounts. We talked about changing things over a year ago, but and there's a very small number of accounts that have that at parish-ny.us account. The mayor does, the village clerk does, the village treasurer does. So it's a when we bring it down to that, it's going to be a fairly minimal charge, but there will be some small amount of money that I'll be presenting you with the bill for in May when it comes to
sounds good.
And we should delete the three of them.
And yeah, that's the other thing. I will be sending notices out to. I think I've got the list here of the current needs. Yeah, we got accounts for Dave Walashuk, Neil Chatterton, and Tom Lauer.
Okay.
They're no longer in office, and we don't want to just lop them off. They're paid through May, so there's no point in just lopping them off. But I'm going to send a notice to them saying that before long, we will be closing those accounts. So if there's anything in them that they want to save, they probably want to do that before the account is closed. Okay. And then we won't be paying for those in the upcoming, upcoming year. So yeah, thank you for mentioning that, because that is another aspect of this. Is we've got some old accounts that we need to get rid of. So they typically close it down after they've not been in the office any longer, a reasonable period of time after that. Let's see, the other thing, two other things, one of which is a new item. It's once every 5 years, the Tug Hill Commission does a survey of our local leaders, the mayors, the village clerk, and so on. Basically, it's you providing us a report card on how are we doing. The Tug Hill Commission is heavily guided by what you tell us as to what it is that we do and where we put our priorities. So this is an important thing for you to respond to. And so those I know have started arriving in people's mailboxes, because I talked to one of them today, and we really hope you take a short period of time to fill them out and let us know how we're doing and what we should be doing for the period of time coming up. So this does steer us and what our priorities are. And this year, in addition to the paper survey, we're offering you an option to do it on the computer if you choose to do it that way. So whichever way works out best for you, we want to make it as easy as possible.
All right.
Last thing I have is I just learned that the governor has announced a next round of infrastructure improvements and intermunicipal grant programs. And these have to do with water, and there's like $425 million available. And I think the period for that opens up on May 3rd, so it's coming up pretty soon. So I can get you some more information on that tomorrow. I've got an email about that. And whatever you're planning on doing in terms of water, you want to make sure you stay on top of that, because that's like a new opportunity for you to do things that you expressed an interest in wanting to do. So.
All right.
And that's all I have for you for tonight.
Well, can I just ask you what this girl's name is? One place it says Heidi Tompkins and one that says Heidi Kelly.
Well, I should mention that, yes, because it is technically Heidi Kelly now, because that's her maiden name. She asked me to put it down as Heidi Tompkins. I made her up some business cards, and she asked them to be Heidi Tompkins because she's getting married in June. She'll be Heidi Tompkins as of June. And she said, well, why don't you just have the cards made up with my married name on it so that you won't have to redo them all once.
Smart.
So as far as the notes, should just be Heidi Kelly Tompkins, right? And that works.
Heidi, well, congratulations to Heidi.
Heidi lives in Brookfield, grew up in Camden. So awesome. She's got local roots.
Cool. Alrighty. Look forward to working with her.
Alrighty. We need a motion to accept the Tug Hill report.
I make a motion to accept the Tug Hill report.
I second that motion.
Okay.
Thanks, Paul.
Alrighty. I see, and that Bill didn't make it back. I'll do his monthly report. Okay, says for the month of March, I have been busy with property maintenance violations. I have been working with the health department about a few properties in the town and village. I have been working with a few different contractors with projects. Some projects are coming to an end and it's starting to get busy with new projects starting up. I have been busy trying to address complaints, inspections, and permits. I also attended the Micron meeting at the Tailwater Resort and completed my 24-hour in-service training for the year. We had 12 property maintenance violations, 4 building permits, 6 fire inspections, and 36 property inspections. About it.
I make a motion we accept William Hamatcher's report of building inspector. CEO.
Second.
All right. It's your turn, Ken.
Congratulations, everybody.
Thank you.
I work with two of you. Two more to learn about.
I'm Daryl.
I'm Jack.
I'm Ken. And Tom is on Zoom.
Okay.
He's your local manager at the wastewater facility. And then you've also got Mike. We have two Mikes. And Julia, who will pop in and out. And I think we'll also stop and plant our facility for you. Pretty much normal. We average 100,000 gallons per day. So March had pretty considerable flow. Right now we're only running on half of the facility, so you know, so we're running on a facility that's designed to do 70,000 gallons a day. You average 100,000 gallons a day and you had a peak flow of 309,000 gallons in a day. So we got some I&I work and some upgrades and stuff, which are you talking about that tonight, Ian?
Sure.
Okay. That Ian will discuss with you. And we did have a couple of callbacks this month for power outages. We noticed, James didn't notice, I forgot James also part of the crew at Parrish, that some of the power lines had trees near them. And one of those windy nights, one of the guys noticed the trees hitting them against those power lines. So Tom contacted National Grid to get a crew out here. And I think, Tom, can you hear me, Tom?
Yes, I can hear you. Yep.
They had them out last week, right?
Yeah, what I did was I contacted Candy out of National Grid, and then she immediately contacted the Forest Division of National Grid, and they were out the following day to trim the trees. And since they did the trimming, we've had no phase failures at the Church Street Station. So it worked out pretty good. So I'm going to look around as far as, you know, when it's windy in the village, we lose a lot of power. And that costs money because we have to come out. So we're going to look at the other stations and make sure that the trees are all clear. And then I will contact, now that I've got a good a channel to get things done through National Grid, I will do that. Now, congratulations to all who got elected, by the way. And I've had several communications with Mayor Murphy. Are you used to that yet there, Jackie?
No, not yet.
And it's been excellent. We've worked out a few things as far as the tour thing went and as far as garbage removal. And we had high flows. We've had high flows in April as well. But we've passed all of our permit, our DEC Speedy's permit lab test, which was good. And I was worried, but we did really good with flying colors, as a matter of fact. And one last thing, I would like to recommend that we hire the last year's mower guy because he was excellent.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. That we didn't come to discuss is we had Lockwood Septic come in towards the end of the month because of some of the issues we've had with the facility, and we're only running half the facility, some solids sometimes move into places we don't want them to be in, so we have them come in to clean it all out so that we're good for the spring and summer, and hopefully we won't have any issues moving forward.
Hey, Ken, during one of our budget meetings, we discussed the rainwater issue, the whole research findings where there's a lot of rainwater getting into the system. We were kind of just curious as to what our next steps would be now that we know. That...
Okay.
Yep. Oh, that's over there. Oh, okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. Well, perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
They wanted to know if they're going to be scoped this year or can the scope be done or is that,
what's that?
Didn't we do that
the
already?
Pump costs looking at the electricity bills, like, went up to 220%.
Absolutely.
The month before that, it went up like 80%.
What weather season? Yeah.
Your report's done?
My report is done.
Okay, because it looks like we're transitioning right into the next one. So that's perfect. So I make a motion. We accept Ken's sewer plant report. And
second.
Okay.
Perfect. All right.
My up?
It's my first time I've met you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Right. Meet you.
Yeah, for sure.
I've heard your name a lot.
Good.
Helping us out, so I appreciate it.
I've heard your last name a lot.
Yeah, I get that a lot too. You know, everybody always asks me, you know, Dearden, are you from Redfield? And I'm actually not.
No.
Wow. His name is right there on the sheet. Okay, sorry. So good evening. And again, congratulations to everybody. I guess I'll stand over here so the folks can hear me. So my name is Ian Yurden. I am a project manager and civil engineer with C2AE. We've been working with the Village of Paris for a number of years on your infrastructure projects. And with me tonight is Jake Sardino, a young gentleman sitting over there. Jake is also a civil engineer with C2AE, and he's going to be working with me and the village on our projects here as we move forward. So, you know, you may be seeing Jake's face a little bit more as time goes on. So really my purpose here tonight is to give an update on the projects that we're working on currently for the village. There's three projects that we're currently working on. So the first, and it was a good segue, right? Because Ken was talking about the stuff, and so was Paul. So the wastewater treatment plant project. So we've been working with the village for several years on, major improvements overhaul project, wastewater treatment plant. As you may or may not be aware, you know, the treatment plant is in dire condition right now. It's only operating at half capacity. And, we know that's something we've known for a while that something needs to be done down there. So we completed a preliminary engineering report a while back. And, I've been working with the regulatory agencies, with Ken's group, with the village in collaboration with everybody to move a project forward to have a major improvements project completed down there. So, to note, the village is also under a consent order with DEC to perform improvements at the wastewater treatment plant. Those improvements are as wasn't identified in our preliminary engineering report. So they reviewed it and said, yep, no, this plan looks good. And so now there are certain dates that need to be hit in order to comply with that consent order. So the design of the improvements are currently ongoing. We're working on those as we speak. Final design documents are due to DEC for their review in July of this year. So we're looking good to meet that date. So it shouldn't be an issue. Then obviously, they have to review the design and, there's other partners as well. Ken's group will take a look at it, I'm sure, and others who will, want to get some eyes on that and make comments and get it back to us. So like I say, we're good to meet that date. Really, our priority now is to continue to pursue funding for this project. So it's been a little frustrating. We've been pursuing funding for the project for several years now, without much success. The village does currently have a funding offer in place from USDA RD or Rural Development. That's a loan-only funding offer. So we really want to try to get some grant for this project. And, the consent order that was put in place last year really should help us. We resubmitted the project in fiscal year 2022 with that consent order. And unfortunately, the project wasn't, funded with grant funds again. So, I think several factors went into that. The grant programs kind of went through this weird schedule with COVID. You know, like some of the grant programs closed for a little while and then they opened back up. And by the time we had the consent order, I don't think there was as much money in the pot, you know, to be spread around for our project. But, you know, we continue to fight. I mean, obviously we understand we need to get grant funds for this project. You know, the cost of the project has increased substantially since we started this, even back in 2019, 2020, just with the way of the world, inflation, and, you know, went through the pandemic and you know, war and all that stuff. And so that's just, you know, increase, you know, anticipated costs. So Paul had mentioned, you know, the state's announcement about, you know, the $425 million that's out for this year. Certainly we're going to pursue that, you know, some of that money. That's actually the same program that we applied to last year that we were not successful, you know, in receiving funding. So what the state, the Environmental Facilities Corporation has proposed is, you know, for communities that may have submitted funding applications in the past and haven't been successful, or those that have projects in mind, they're actually holding specific meetings with folks from the funding agency and the community, you know, to talk about, you know, how a community can increase their chances to get funding. So Jake and I have been working on trying to get that meeting set up. Now that that announcement has come out, we've had some initial conversations with them. And, you know, we're hopeful, what, probably in the next week or two, we'll be able to get something set up.
If not by the end of the week.
Yeah. So, you know, certainly, you know, the village, we want the village to be involved in that meeting, you know, whoever, and ourselves, and, you know, really sit down and talk with them about what we need to do to get this project funded. You know, the more noise we make, the better. And so, you know, I was really hopeful that the consent order last year was going to get us over the hump to get some grant money. It didn't. And so we need to figure out what we need to do to get us over the hump so we can this year. All right. Any questions on the wastewater treatment plant project? Okay. So I'll move into the next project that we're working on, which is the I&I study. So that plays into what Ken was talking about. So in fiscal year 2022, we submitted and were able to obtain a grant for the village to do a study to investigate some infiltration and inflow issues that we know are taking place in the collection system. So that was a $30,000 grant that we got from EFC. So that was good. It did have a 20% match. So the village has kicked in $6,000 towards that study. So the total amount is $36,000. We've been working on that study and, you know, we've been working on it through the wet weather season. And we're hopeful we're going to have that finalized in the next couple of months, you know, and essentially what that's going to do is, you know, identify some of those major areas that we feel need improvements. And what we do is we take that engineering report, you know, we get it approved by EFC, and really the intent of them supplying the grant for the engineering report is so that we can use it to submit for funding for a collection system improvement project. So whereas, you know, the wastewater treatment plant is more of a top priority right now, you know, we're going to also be pursuing funding in the future for improvements in the collection system to help out with those I&I issues. And then the third project that we're working on is the water project. So I know that's had a lot of attention over a number of years. We got involved, I think about a year ago. You know, obviously there was a joint town village project that was in the works for a number of years, and, you know, ultimately that didn't move forward. And so, you know, C2AE, we got involved. You know, just a little plug, we do a lot of water projects in New York State and Oswego County. I think we worked for about 10 communities in Oswego County alone. Just in Oswego County, we've been responsible for about 300 miles of water main installation, just in the county. So it's kind of our, you know, our bread and butter. We do a lot of water projects, obviously a lot of wastewater projects too. But we've gotten involved, and you know, really the first step in the project was to understand where the village was going to get their water from. So, you know, we evaluated several different alternatives and, you know, long story short, ultimately, the village made a determination in December of 2022 that you want to proceed with obtaining water from Aqua via the town of Hastings. So the same plan that was in place with the joint project, you know, now the intent is to bring it into the village, you know, from the same location. There's going to need to be some coordination with the town. Obviously, we're going to have a transmission main through the town to get to the village. They've been a part of some of those conversations. So they're at least aware of what the village is doing. So we're going to have to, you know, down the road, there's going to be coordination that's going to take place with the town. Really, our priority right now is to finalize the engineering report for that project. So there's really one major hurdle that we need to get over in order to finalize that report. We need to figure out, you're going to need a water tank, okay? We got to figure out where we're going to put it. So there's a couple different alternatives for locations. And that's something that, you know, in the next month or so, we're going to be working on to reach out to those property owners, talk with them about whether or not they'd be interested in, you know, potentially selling some land for a tank. And, you know, and ultimately making a determination on where it's going to need to go.
How big is one of these tanks? Just curious.
So our tank, I think, is 150,000 gallons. Footprint wise, yeah, we're not going to need more than a quarter of an acre. Okay. Yeah. So obviously, depending on where we're going to put it on a property, you know, sometimes you need an access road if we're off the road a ways. So you might need a road, you know, to get back to a certain area.
The guy that lives behind your house is perfect.
And it's already semi-access road there.
So again, we'll be, you know, making some of those contacts. You know, as far as the body of the engineering report, I mean, we pretty much know, you know, we know where we're getting the water from now. So it's really just a matter of figuring out, you know, where that tank's going to go. One of the other things that we're going to have to do as well is work with your attorney to develop a water use law. I'm fairly certain you don't have one. I know you've got a sewer use law because you got sewer. But we're gonna wanna get that law in place sooner than later. What that's gonna do is it's gonna obviously outline all the conditions, you know, legally associated with your water system. But it's also going to identify what people are gonna be charged, you know, for the project. And so, it's always a better idea to get it in place sooner than later. I've been on the opposite side where you do it at the end. And you've got properties that have maybe changed since you started the project and it, you know, can turn into a mess. So we want to get that out of the way. So we're working on the preliminary engineering report. The other big priority in order to complete what we need to do to submit funding applications is we got to wrap up the seeker review or the environmental review. So really what that entails is we do what's called a full environmental assessment form. Fill that out. You know, we the village declares themselves as lead agency. So we've already done all of that. And then what we do on behalf of the village, we send notifications out, you know, to all the regulatory agencies who may have an interest in the project. Right? There's like eight of them, I think, that we typically would send notifications to. They respond to us and say, you know, here are, you know, maybe some of our concerns. You're good to go. You know, we don't have any concerns. We compile all that information. And ultimately make a determination about the, you know, the environmental impact or in this case, lack thereof for the project. So I know we had sent some information over a couple of days ago with a resolution. You know, it's our recommendation based on the feedback that we got from the regulatory or, you know, the agencies that were contacted that our project is not going to have a significant effect on the environment. And so, you know, what we would propose is that, you know, you consider that resolution for adoption tonight. If it's approved, we take it back. We send the notifications to the agencies as required per the resolution on the village's behalf. You know, we take care of all that stuff. Like I said, we've done this 100 times probably. So, you know, then the next step is obviously going to be to finalize the engineering report. And, you know, starts looking for funding for the water project. So, you know, we certainly want to have it, have the engineering report done, the environmental review done, so we can submit funding applications in this fiscal year for your water project also. The intent will be to submit applications to EFC through their various programs, as well as USDA RD. Okay, so I think that's it. Any questions for me?
So, just a brief one, if I could. Sure. You mentioned that we're going to be doing the water law. Is that something that your company is able to provide templates for that you've assisted for local attorneys in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have numerous existing laws for other communities that we can provide.
Excellent. And do you have my contact information to provide it? Or yeah, you can just give it to Jackie and she'll get it to me.
Yes, I do. Yep.
Excellent. Thank you.
No problem.
Would the water project allow ever for expansion if they wanted to expand to the town?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think that was one of the main decisions that why the village determined to go with Aqua for the project.
Okay.
Did you guys have a chance to look over the resolution?
For the water project?
Yeah, environmental stuff.
Oh, that? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
that I looked
at. Okay. Because we could do the resolution now if you guys feel comfortable doing it.
Look at it quick.
And that's one of the, in a resolution, we're going to have to, I'll make a motion and then we second and then we all vote.
Okay.
I have a question again.
Yes, sir.
I'm pretty sure you mentioned that we were getting a $30,000 grant for the INI study.
Yes.
I think I've only logged in 15,000 so far this fiscal year. Where's the other 15 hiding it?
Well, when you say logged in, yeah, well, we haven't billed you for it yet.
We haven't received it yet either.
Well, right, exactly. So when you say logged in,
only billed you my manual.
Yeah, yeah. So we've only billed you for roughly half of it because we're still working on it.
Okay. So the other 15,000 is still not been awarded yet then.
Well, it still hasn't been billed to the village. I mean, it's been awarded. When you say, I'm not sure what you mean. You got the money from the funding agency? Is that what you mean?
15,000 from the funding
agency. So in order to get the other 15,000, we have to submit the report and it has to be approved.
That's what I was, okay. Yes. So the other 15,000 has not arrived yet.
That is correct.
That was my basic question. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Yeah.
I read it because we got against that bill against that part of
15, so it was like $800 or something.
Okay.
All right. Who's the signature recording officer? Is that after we do the vote?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just curious. All right. So I make a motion. We pass the resolution for the environmental report review. All in favor? Aye. All right.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Good. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, Ian.
Yeah, good to meet you.
In person, sure.
All right. Thank you guys for coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I say, if you want to send me a copy of that.
Okay. All right. All right.
We'll take care of it for you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll reach out to sign that.
All right, I told you I was going to write up a letter. Let's just do the sewer and be done with it. Here's what I wrote. You guys, should I add anything else to this?
Send it on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think because this one came from me. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm just going to say, I was talking about that open house. So there was two different dates. So I called Tom yesterday or a couple days ago, and I said, what's going on with that? And he said, I don't know. None of us knew anything about any of this.
Somebody said it got rescheduled.
No, we don't. No, it's not rescheduled. It's postponed, but now the insurance says no one's allowed in any restricted or hazardous areas. Now that's about the whole plan, isn't it?
That's the whole plan.
I know. So there you go. And anytime any of you guys want to go down there, you're free to go anytime.
Yeah, just let us know. Tom will take you for a tour.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going at some point.
Yeah, maybe we'll coordinate and then
pick a day. Bring my Vicks,
Just bring your Vicks.
I know.
Face mask.
All right, so that takes care of all
I'm curious.
Contact me and I'll be glad to set it up and you can come down anytime.
Excellent. Thanks, Tom.
Yep.
All right, bub. All right, listen, I'm going to take off too, okay, Jack?
All right. See you.
Thank you. Nice meeting you guys. I'll see you again next month.
Okay. All righty.
Actually, it doesn't look like signatures. Sorry. Just no, names. It's just, I'll just write the name.
You just have to have a long one.
Yeah, and then the recording okay. Letter person.
Then already no, I can. I was looking for. Remember, I talked about it because people want to know why. Anything else I should add to that?
Kind of summarizes the details. I mean, a lot of the specifics I don't even understand myself. So just the fact that the plants.
I mean, the word a little old. Bit is like the board, instead of saying we as the board, it'd be like, I don't know. I guess the board has to react to the cost of inflation and increased costs or whatever.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Something like that instead of we regret. I mean, we're doing our job. I don't regret.
It might be worth bringing up the fact that we are also doing this study to reduce costs.
Yeah. And working with the engineers.
Doing something about it.
I mean, you can mention the cost of inflation. Numbers in there.
Okay.
And then putting bandages on bandages is like
Band-aids. That's a good one. I use that with the
compost. Well, we're
polishing a turd.
Continually, I mean, wouldn't the wording be better something like we're continually making temporary repairs, whereas if we could just go to the permanent, it would be cheaper in the long run.
New all right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a wordsmith.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your input on that. Okay. All right.
But other than that, I approve of the intent.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What's going on?
All right.
Yeah, I agree. We don't regret it. I mean, it's unfortunate, but we're doing what we have to do. Exactly.
All right. And we have grievances and concerns, and I know you're going to talk about the key bank. Do you want to wait till we discuss that, or do you want to talk about it right now?
I'm here for the duration. I find this amusing and fun. Do you
live in Paris?
My address is Paris, but on the next side.
This is a guy that wants to buy the bank.
In the neighborhood. Recognize the name
All right. I've heard nothing about what's happening with the pole barn sewer. I was just continuing to say that.
As far as I know, to the best of my recollection, he has to get with Camden Group, so Camden Group can tell him where to go under the road to. So they
coordinate to hit the right spot. Yeah, that's where I think we left off. They're just.
If he's willing to front the money for it to do it, he just needs to be told where to go.
All right.
Underground, so he doesn't. Because there could be.
What's this for?
Cables laying on the road.
Forget his name, but he has a barn.
North Railroad Street, that one right, that green pole barn when you go up North Railroad.
He wants to hook to the sewer.
He has to go under the road. So he's been working on it. We're going to try to get there over the while. Not sure yet.
He's going to get there.
I think
he came here a couple years ago wanting to know what to do. And it kind of got swept under the rug. And then another constituent asked me about it. So I started talking about it. And they said that he didn't have to do it. And then another incident happened. That yes, he does have to do it. So what he has to do is the Camden Group has to tell him where exactly to dig so he can hook into the sewer. It's about the long and short of it.
Yeah. I mean, we know about where the drainage pump is on the other side of the road. He just needs to get with Camden Group, coordinate how to get there. Yes, they don't all run down the middle of the road or on A side. Or someplace they run down our backyards.
Yeah, no, that's where I was going to say.
All righty.
Yours would be too, right?
Mine's out front.
Oh, is it up front? Okay, so it must cut back. Yeah, we're both on the same side of the row, but they. Mine's back. Mine's like way out in the backyard.
It comes out the front of my house. I can't imagine they went back.
Yeah, no. All right. Okay,
all righty. Cool. Now we're on the old key bank update. Leon stopped in and he gave us the final bill. And he says the dehumidifier is not plugged in. It's on the first floor. Nothing's hooked up. But, you know, there were some major plans made for that that was never approved by the board.
And also, I was curious. Did we have to, I'm trying to figure our costs, the village, do we have to pay back taxes to when we accepted the property?
No.
For sure.
I think there's some terms that we're never
Who paid the back taxes?
We filed.
Are we liable for the back taxes? In other words, is it a debt?
I don't think
Not that I'm aware of. It's basically, right now the building's off the tax roll.
Yeah, but I mean, it was on the tax roll. And there are taxes that would be due. And so who wrote them off?
You mean before we took ownership?
Yeah.
Was there back taxes? I don't think there was.
I didn't hear about back taxes.
I just
heard it through the grapevine, so I don't have anything.
Gotcha. What I've heard was very unclear. A deal between the village and the guy who...
Do we have a clear title? Previously owned it. A comfort title. I mean, a deed.
That I don't
these
know.
Are all, yeah, done these are all on the agenda.
Can't consider even what the costs are until we know what our expenses are.
We're probably going to do a title search.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what
those are all like expenses.
So getting to your offer, Chad. Yeah. There's just a lot that we have to go into to even consider an offer of any sort. But just to give you a reference point, The amount we have invested at this point is substantially more than that. Mm-hmm. So I think we'd be looking for something a bit higher, probably auction. We're gonna get it appraised, probably find out get a better idea of the value, the title issues, get an idea of what we've really got, and then we could keep your contact information and reach out to you at that
point. Yeah, I think it's so. I'm born and raised here too, and it's like watched to go from KeyBank to Hat Fuller to donated back, and so there was some flip flopping for a number of years there.
And Hat Fuller's the one gave it to us, or I should say gifted with
strings, is what I'm saying. And I don't know those strings, so there's a lot of details that we're gonna have to
anything's writing. Was there an agreement made?
No.
Well, that we know of, there was some type of agreement. I mean, the previous mayor had mentioned strings, I believe it was her, or somebody had mentioned strings a few times in regard to the bank and the deal between the village and the previous owner.
The idea is to know what our commitments are.
Yeah, exactly. Without knowing those details, we can't even...
Sure, I thought it would be helpful to be here, at least to be able to meet the group.
Yeah, absolutely. Foremost.
But then secondly... what do you have the costs of what somebody wasn't maintaining the building, right? There was something that plugged.
The roof got plugged up, damaged. And so they had to tear everything out, redo the walls, flooring.
It was something like 30 grand.
We've got another $6,000 bill.
We still have more bills coming in.
Somewhere between 30 and 40 grand right now.
Plus the bathroom still.
It also went to auction. It didn't actually sell back in 15 at auction.
Yeah, no, he put it, I think it was
put it up, went up for auction. And then,
where was it auction?
Bid for it. And then the day before it's on the pulled up.
It's actually on Zillow. Off market, listed on Zillow.
I was next door.
And it has pictures of when it was on the market that time for auction or whatever. And I'm not sure the company, but it shows a sign of the auction sign on there. So.
Regular auction or county auction?
It was regular. Sure.
I just saw the auction.
There was an auction the day before.
But it is listed. It is on Zillow.
Does anybody know the address?
I did the other day.
976. Try 2976.
East Main.
West.
Oh, that's Wes.
Yes.
Yeah, and I know Zillow is not a great reference point, but it's throwing out 300 something thousand. I know that that's not realistic.
I think you kind of look to see, that antique building that was purchased for 24,000 right next.
Yeah, but that's
across.
That don't even have anything but studs in it, though.
Yeah. Well, there's asbestos down in the basement still. The key. I mean, there's some work that needs to be done. I think it would have been great to be able to acquire it before all that work got done. Because do with it for being a financial building is I would take right down to the studs again, make it an old industrial look. Yeah. There's a bunch of things that I think the investment alone back into it to actually make it into something a little bit more modern and but still keep the resemblance of the bank is would be substantial.
So, yeah, and that would be another thing that we'd have to consider also. You know, it's this historic building in town, and we'd have to make sure that whatever agreement between the village and the buyer kind of included the fact that it's not just going to get torn down and, you know, developed or something. I feel, I mean, I guess if the citizens,
what are we paying right now monthly?
I know it's, we definitely want to, I feel like selling it's a good idea, but I mean, also, I don't know how attached people are. I mean, I'm new to the area. I've been here 6 years and it's a very old building. I know there's like they did a tour and the historical society was, so maybe if we
give you just a little bit of my history. So
sure.
We own a dairy farm out in Mexico. We kept it. My dad started the dairy in 68. We kept it. We just modernized it. We made it. We kept all the barns kind of intact, but we made it a robotic dairy facility. So it's a beautiful. Oh, cool. If you're ever down the road, Deer Road, drive down. You'll see what it looks like. It's a real showcase place. We purchased.
You have the turntables?
Not the turntables. No. The cows actually go in and milk themselves.
All right.
Yes. Cool. It sounds way easier than it actually is, but that's how the robot sales sold it.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is that I've done is we built a house right on 69, and it used to be where an old gravel bed was. And there's 50 acres. It's surrounded by the little salmon, but there used to be a little barn out near the road. I put a pole barn that, kind of resembles. There's a fence line along the road. I put a high tensile fence line, so I just updated it. We put a big, a decent-sized home set back and, kind of private and so forth. But we kept the field, and we actually manicured the field and filled in all the test holes. So my vision for the bank would be very similar. You preserve the I think if you have a financial services firm in there, it would look very cool to have a bank as a centerpiece or a vault as a centerpiece. But you can build it out with offices. And, I have clients in Jamestown, Rochester, Buffalo, up near the Canadian border. I mean, what we do is all over the place. So I just need a brick and mortar. And not that I'd be bringing a ton of traffic into it, but I think you could do some very unique things to say when you do bring clients into town or when they are traveling through town. Parrish has a really nice, right off 81, as long as they're not doing it in the wintertime, I guess. Right?
Conveniently located.
It's super convenient. So I'm looking to try to get something sooner rather than later because I left my old company as an employee, brought 4 employees with me. And we've been going since 2001, and we're growing pretty quickly. I'm going to add a couple of employees. I'd like to add them local. Most of my employees are remote. Well, they are remote. I got some in Hamburg, New York. I got some in the south towns of Buffalo. And so they're kind of spread out. But when I add people, I'd like to add them here. But I would assume something, a building like that would be in renovation for probably the better part of a year. And I don't think I'm underestimating when I think it's $250 to $300 a square foot to renovate the way that I would like to see it get done.
Mm-hmm.
But really making the vault, the showcase, the centerpiece, and kind of build out around.
And I've heard there could be potential grant opportunities for whoever, the villager, whoever ends up buying the place for the vault itself, to the restoration of it. Because it's it looks like mostly rust and water damage.
Yeah.
The door actually still, the hinges are amazing. I moved it around and I was amazed because you look at it and it looks like this isn't going to work at all. And it's smooth.
Yeah, I think, myself and I think the rest would be happy if you went on the submit a new proposal, but the proposal has to consider the following, has to consider the cost that we've already put into it. It also has to be responsible that if there, just like I brought up points, if there's back taxes, if there's any liability, and also has to honor whatever strings we may have to Fuller, and then just explain, you did a good job now explaining the value it would add to the community.
Yeah.
So in other words, we can look at cost plus value added. But I think we'd be lynched if we threw away the village's money and not made some kind of attempt to recoup it.
Yeah.
I guess I'm
and that might be discouraging to you, but the same token is it's discouraging to the village to take a 30 plus thousand.
I kind of felt like the auction idea was probably the best just because, if nobody wants it and you can get it for what you want to get it for, then cool. But then we take it out of our hands and we're not saying we're giving someone a sweetheart deal or something or anything like that. And it's just, we got what we could get for it and move on. And if it's a loss, I guess it's a loss.
But if you're putting a financial business there.
Because I think that would be the most fair. I don't, you know, unfortunately there was damage done. There's water damage and I don't want to have to refund, you know, neglect, you know, I don't have to pay for neglect and or not being maintained or whatever
the thing is.
But I would love the opportunity to say, if it went to auction, you know, who could.
The auction, though, would probably, in other words, it might end up going to two on the first auction, but basically include exactly what I said. In other words, to recoup our costs, to be responsible to whatever the strings are,
we're gonna have no idea.
And then if nobody buys it for that or meets that goal, then it goes for a second auction and we have to vote to take the hit.
I mean, do we have to do that, or do we just say we're going to try to get what we can get for it? And
but it's an incentive for somebody if somebody really wants it.
It's a potential pause for us too, though, if something else happens to it.
It would just go to a second. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, too.
But I mean,
it goes to a second auction.
And at the end of the day, I mean, empty lots go for about half of your offer. It's a building that it might not be the way that you want it. And so, and I understand your perspective, absolutely. And I love the idea that you're, you know, you're part of the community and that you're, you know, concerned with preserving the building and, you know, not tearing it down or anything like that. That's great. It's just, I think, the fact that, you know, it's still a building and someone else might be interested in, and, you know, having an office, just move in, put up some cubicles and,
a big for sale sign out front. I think that what I don't want to do is, again, pay for, you know, I'm looking to buy something, right? And, you know, I know that thing sat vacant for a lot of years and it's costing a lot of money. And the more it sits vacant, the more likelihood there's going to be more things wrong. Because I think if you go down on that, you see asbestos in the basement, you see, you know, the rust on the vault. Like, granted, you can get grants for it potentially, but I just heard a whole bunch of reasons why the grants aren't getting accepted for Parrish, New York, too. Yeah. So I'd say the gamble is some, you know, is a bird in the hand's worth two in a bush. And an auction, to the gentleman's point, let's get this thing earning, let's get it back on tax roll, let's get something happening within the town. Sorry.
Where is the asbestos? Because I just read the asbestos report today.
I went down. Those pipes look like they are, the old heating and duct work looks like it has asbestos around.
Asbestos removal. I have to say, part of that bill that's going to be paid nice. Says asbestos sample. He's charging us for an asbestos sample.
Yeah.
So they said they didn't find any.
If you said you didn't find it, that's great. But those pipes look like
that. All right, I'll check. I'll write that down and look and see what it says.
Yeah. And most of the costs are
covered. The elbows were tooled on.
Restore it to the point to where we're now getting ready to, you know, make a move with the building too. So.
And with commercial real estate and all that's happening, and it's going in the other direction where everybody's gone remote. Nobody wants brick and mortar anymore because the cost of overhead. A commercial real estate property with six parking spots out front, very confined, high ceilings. I mean, somebody has to do something with that space to break it up and break it down to make that building. And it's very small. You know, I would envision that you would need to do something next door with the church, potentially. If you had two lots, then you'd have something, in my mind, that's more sellable. But it's a challenge to say, okay, well, what are you going to do with it? So you have to have a very small business. And if you think it's growth, I know I'm limited. I'm only a year and a half old, but I think we're going to be fairly good size.
Yeah.
So. Location is something for me. I live right down the road from it, even though my employees are in Hamburg and some of the surrounding cities of Buffalo. I'm willing to be one person to buy that. And I think the auction would make a ton of sense because I'd be willing to come do that and get it moved back on tax.
I think, I think we just kind of, we'll have to get a better idea into the strings and, you know, the market value, and then probably do the offer.
Do we know who auction offer other people are using for auctions? Municipally, Oswego County or anybody.
No, we can take a look.
I mean, I basically know Brostex. Auctions International does a lot of municipal auctions. I don't know if they do real estate.
I'm not sure about
the historic building, though. There's like a whole category on that side. Berkshire Hathaway. Whether they would be interested.
Yeah, I don't know its classification. Like, if it's, I know it's been here a long time, but I don't know if it's officially a historic.
What year was it built?
It's 100 years old. Wasn't it 100 years old?
I mean, everything in the south is 100 years old.
Mary, are the
my house is over 100 years old.
Been redone yet?
They're finished.
Or they're one. Or the one.
They're finished, but they're not hooked up.
Oh, okay.
Is that what he told us?
Yeah.
Yep. We don't want to put. I told them we didn't want to put any more money into it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well,
the answer to the question somebody asked earlier, 15 minutes ago, as of March 31st, not counting tonight's bill is going to get paid. We village has spent on key bank maintenance, key bank building
$29,535.50. Okay. And that's not
since we've gotten it
in here.
Yeah. Plus the $70,000 that wasn't paid by the insurance.
Yeah, that was $76,000 was the insurance grant for recovery a prior fiscal year. This is the year they actually got to doing the work. So yeah, we spent, but that's the answer, $29,535.52 as of March 31st.
36.
On just that building.
Okay.
And the one that we just
got. And we have a budget. And we have it in the budget to spend more on it. So
my question to that is, this month's electrical bill for that building is $133.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
My question. What's hooked up now that it's chewing up electricity?
I mean, what
sort of an air conditioner?
That during
does it say usage or how much of it's delivery?
Yeah, delivery fee. That was cool. Probably like $60,
$70. How much is the delivery versus the usage?
It's in the general fund, the general folder.
Yeah, it probably was like $50.
But was we
have working
on power equipment? I think if you're turned off completely, it's like still
normally. Yeah, before they started doing work, we're running around 30.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What's he running down there?
That was my question. I can see equipment, yeah.
Charging your like,
but 1 month ago, so jacked up to 133.
Didn't I hear too the AC was not working? That there was some solution had to be put in for the.
I used to be Key Bank. I used to go in there when it was Key Bank, and I don't think they had air conditioning.
It says we use 759 kilowatt hours. That's the better part of what a normal house uses.
Yeah, so what's been hooked up other than power tools?
Is there some pump running?
Unless there's something wrong with, with the furnace, maybe?
Wow. Some pump running?
That basement is a really nice bone dry.
Is it?
That was good to see. Yeah. Yeah.
It must be the only freaking basement in town that is, because I don't mind it.
I was curious how that looked, and it looked like and even during a very wet period when you had the open house, it was bone dry,
yeah,
which is good.
Well, I appreciate you coming to the meeting.
Yes,
depending on what we decide, it was great. We'll let you know first either way, whether we post it privately or just throw a sign on it.
Have you had any other interest in it?
So 8502 is delivery, 4875 was supply. So the delivery charge is nearly twice the cost of the usage, which is freaking ridiculous.
Yes.
But.
All right.
What are you gonna do?
Yep.
I appreciate the consideration, and
absolutely
look forward to whatever the decision is, whether you're auctioning or listed.
All right.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Now we need a resolution on that New York Forward and what that is. Go ahead.
We've discussed it. For the CD funds. So you guys had a chance to look over it's standard investment contract. Did you have that form? I prepped it for soon. We could just sign it after.
Okay. Well, we just need to make a resolution saying we're going to do that.
So,
summarize for the new guy. Of course, we do all our banking through Pathfinder Bank.
Yes.
And everything. But we're doing investments through
the Nightclass,
which is because I'm not familiar with that.
Apparently, they have, Gordon's. I did some preliminary research way back in December, but Gordon's done a little bit further. They seem to be offering pretty decent interest rates.
And
that
what
are holding
is, what
steady.
Is the name
it's
of
an investment pool for municipalities.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just not familiar.
So it's okay.
There was 4.7
like a mutual
fund.
Yeah, and we're getting a
I mean it sounds good
point six at the CD right now.
money markets,
so yeah, we're essentially getting no interest on our investment funds, which is not a lot, right. But you know, if we put it in here
now, we'll do we have the, access to it in case it, there's
yep. liquidity yep. we can yep. transfer in and out
it's
same
not like limited like no. how many nope. checks a month nope. like nope. money market
no nope. no limitation because it's designed for municipalities and one of the the things you know fiduciary duties here as trustees is that we have to maintain the liquidity of a you know big portion, so they've already got worked that into the whole plan and it's so they that most of it goes into U.S. Treasury securities and then or so 49% in U.S. Treasury securities, 36.85% in the repurchase agreements, 11.89% collateralized cool. bank deposits, and 2.26% in FDIC insured bank yeah, deposit accounts. So yeah, so all safe like places to park the money, but they're getting, you know, they it's actively managed, so they get a good return on it, and then that trickles down to a good interest rate for you know for us.
And we do have a 60-day CD, which was the result of some extra money we had a few years back. So we just made a 60-day CD at the time. And I believe that one matures June.
Yeah, we had it wrote down on
it. Was already there.
Yep. Budget sheet.
Matures. Oh, it matures 4/4. So the next one would be April to May, June, around June 4th.
Okay. So we thought if we started a resolution tonight, we could.
Yeah. Cause, and she said, so I spoke with Kathy Seville, representative at the at night class. And she said, once we have the resolution done and the registration form completed, it only takes them a day to set it up. So we'll have plenty of time to get it before it won't. Well, that CD is ready. Yeah, so if you guys ready,
so how do we do the resolution?
So I make a motion to pass a resolution to register the Village of Parrish into the night class investments.
I second it.
Okay.
Or we'll probably do an all in favor because it's a resolution.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a yes.
All in favor. Aye.
All in favor.
All right. As far as the new business. Because the library is, I don't understand it myself, but because the library is associated or underneath the village, we have to approve any board members. So they have a new board member, Steve Selmoshuk, so we need to vote to approve him to be a member of their board.
So is there, are those there elected officials? Just out of curiosity. I'm just curious. Okay, so they're just appointed then? Or they just don't volunteer and join?
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I'm not sure.
They recruit people.
All right. I mean, if they vouch for him, I think
that
I don't
mean to oppose it.
Yeah, me neither.
All right.
I don't know anything bad about him. So I think
he's supervisor. As far as we did a decent job at it.
So he's been involved
and he's been at the last two meetings, so
okay.
All right, and the last thing we have is it's a petty thing on my part. I would like to remove the vending machine. Do we get any benefit? Do they pay for the electricity that uses?
Does he slide me a check for any kind of
All right.
So we don't, that's not our vending machine?
That's not our vending machine.
I don't think it's cold. It's not even refrigerated.
Is refrigerated.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a little thing of stuff with soda that's
you know, I opened it, I touched it. I was going to maybe try to get one that one night when I was waiting for, you know, when I was waiting to let in the people that never showed no shows to the gym. It just seemed really warm, and I didn't risk my money.
We should be using our electricity.
The problem is when does anybody have changed to put in the thing?
What?
I never
not
have
not very often.
Because we have one at the station, and I never can use it because I don't ever have any
change. Yeah, I think the beverages is just coin slots. Right
But I always have a card.
Before you close the meeting, I have one thought to bring in.
Okay.
Next April, the major attraction, of the lifetime is happening. We're in the zone for the 4-minute total blackout because of the eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this happened to a town 3 or 4 years ago, and 10,000 people poured in, course, they promoted all that and they made a fortune. I know. So I don't know. I mean, so I'm just throwing this on the table. But like, you know, just like our parks or this or that, or we're organized to have permits, like, you know, $50 to stay. I've already had a couple of people call up to coming over to my place for it that are coming. Right. Coming
okay. All wait, from, when is this, Jeff?
I don't remember the exact date. I got the paper. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So like around next April.
But like, oh, that's there was so another cool community, because I just remember seeing it on the news. And their businesses, everything, people just came in by gross. They promoted it. So, right, you know, like, so maybe I don't know if there's a way we can cash truck in.
Do like a like food
you
truck
can make 10, 20, $30,000.
Yeah, maybe we could coordinate with CARP, maybe. I guess.
Maybe, heck yeah. And, all right.
Yeah, actually,
Kevin, maybe set up a type of parks, community event or something.
Like, we have two okay big parks.
Get some vendors out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So, at least right, the idea is we could sell the bet. Fun. I mean, instead of making a party, I'm just thinking about making money.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, well, we could do that too. I mean, well, for the village, you know, local.
But I mean, I don't even know things like, you know, like, for instance, if you made arrangement with the, you know, I don't even know if we could do alcohol or like, you know, where you have the beer truck come in, like
I don't know if the village wants to get into that.
Yeah, I know. Those are the things.
Yeah, that yeah, think no,
about. But in other words, they'll give you $10,000 just to come in.
Oh, like oh I see what you're saying. Yeah, to like,
so host the idea is we find
food trucks right and things. Yeah.
See, we find sponsors. Right. I mean, there's a lot of ideas, but
throw the Kalika really Festival, that Eclipse Festival or something.
Yeah, if we put the energy all into right it, okay, the thought,
yeah, absolutely. Sure.
The fire all department right would love to be
that's exciting.
Charge of security.
Okay. I like this.
All right, thanks. Cool.
It's passing right over Watertown, and we're on the path.
Yeah, we're directly on the path, dead and center. People are calling me.
Kidding. Even right if it misses us. Once everyone's here and having a good time, they'll
get over it.
But anyways,
put it in
no
the
refunds.
Thoughts, but, but I mean, the other community, I don't remember the name of it, it's on the news, but I mean, it was like a small hick town. And they made like about $1 million.
No kidding.
All right.
Okay. You know, by sponsorships and everything.
I'm in. Awesome. Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks for that. That's a good idea. All right.
Kevin have to manage $1 million. All in a month.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. So we're
done it before.
Okay. Real quick for the calendar.
Can I add to that? Okay. This one, yes. So I wanted to suggest a contact you might want to make. There's a group called the Oswego County Tourism Advisory
Council. Ah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Some of these eclipse things are being planned on.
Really? Okay.
Like cities and counties. And I wouldn't be surprised if Oswego County wasn't doing something to
all right
for this awesome as well.
Okay.
That you might want to coordinate with.
Yeah, and they might already have some of the set up, and we could just larger up to get back off of that.
They typically meet the third Tuesday of the month, which means their last meeting was
okay
yesterday. All right. So their next meeting will be the third Tuesday in, May.
Awesome.
And I could let you know when that's coming up and where.
Okay, it's
all right. Somebody
holds it up. I believe it's being held up in a suite, though.
All right.
And, okay. Anyway, nothing on, I checked the agenda. There was nothing on yesterday's agenda about the eclipse, but I wouldn't be surprised if that pops up as an issue in the months to come.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Like you contact some of the big companies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
Micron.
Yeah.
Amazon.
They can set up a little booth.
And we say that Syracuse is too many. Well, the idea is to sponsor it.
Yeah.
We have some of the sponsors.
Yeah. And they could advertise their businesses and or sell their you know goods and pay the village like a registration fee
like
or something.
$10,000 or whatever.
Yeah. You know, I told you I went up to the daughter's wedding in Madrid and they have great infrastructure up there, a beautiful park. And I said, how does this happen in such a little town? And they said they had a lot of beer fests.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Nice. Somebody like Molson or something.
Yeah.
They come in, they pay. You know, like
I'm okay with
privilege
that.
Privilege to come in and
all right.
Blue.
There we go.
Oh. So okay, we forgot.
We have to do a resolution for the.
Okay.
Well, for one, I don't think we didn't vote on the library one. I think that needs
to
vote.
Right. Oh,
sorry. Yeah. So that's, no, sorry. We all agreed, but we just got to.
Okay.
I mean, in case that, you know, I don't want them to say
yes,
it wasn't formal or whatever.
Exactly.
Can we have so something? I make a motion to pass.
To accept Steve Stemmelshuck to the
as the library board member.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll second.
All right. Okay. Good call, Gordon.
Absolutely. And then we also have to. So we adopted. We accepted the budget at the public hearing. Now we have to formally adopt the budget. We have to do a resolution to formally. So we have to do the whole vote.
So I make a resolution. I mean, I make a
motion to
accept the what is it? Accept the
to formally adopt
formally
the,
adopt.
budget of the current fiscal or the coming up the next fiscal year
23 to 24
the upcoming fiscal year. Perfect. I second that motion.
All
in favor?
Yay. Any opposed? Abstaining?
No. Now I can put that date in. Get the paperwork and file with the state.
All right, now Kevin has something else.
Okay, this is kind of under old business, but it was left on the sticky board for me today, which is where the mayor and I kind of communicate with each other after I took it off the wall, but I can't reach under there. It's too long. But anyway, okay, what brief history. Here's one for each of you guys. Just hand pass around, please. There's four.
All right.
Basically, what it was is there's he lives in the town, but he has three sewer bills within the village. And they're all pretty much close to each other. One is his greenhouse on South Railroad Street, and then there's the old police station. And right next door is this double bay garage. So he gave me an address, 339 South Railroad Street. And I look at my sewer records, I'm going, I don't have that address. So I cross-referenced the tax map number that I have in my sewer record for this particular account, which I only have long since listed as Dill Pickle Alley. I cross-referenced it on Swoop County Real Property, and it is the Double Bay Garage. And
so this is who was it?
Preston Martin.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. The board he requested relief earlier last year.
Yeah, it's been a few months.
And we had asked him to give us an updated tax map number so that we could make sure that at least I have the right record, the right bill in the right spot, the right tax map number with the correct account. Apparently I do. So what we have, what I copied off tonight is my sewer card for him showing the tax map number. And then you see my enlarged picture of the structure. And then my supporting documentation from Oswego County's Real Property. And so I have that thing listed as a full unit. He's looking for a reduction. I can't do the reduction. However, Ken's not here, neither is Tom. But it's my understanding that Camden Group did pop a manhole cover somewhere in that area, but they found a connection marked Pete's Garage heading back towards this. So there's the quandary. If he is in fact connected to the sewer and that pipe is running back to that building, as he's connected, I think should be, or remain connected if he already is. If it has been capped off, again, here we go. If it has been capped off from inside, I need proof or some sort of statement, preferably in writing, from Camden Group indicating that this particular tax map number, i.e. this structure, is capped off and is no longer connected to the sewer. Then, with that proof in hand, the board can then make a reduction or make a reduction on the sewer unit.
Okay.
All right, there's nothing we can do on it right now.
So we just got to follow up with Ken or Tom at Camden, and then once they can confirm that it's capped off,
then I can and make
which it. Has to be cement. Okay. I think you said, or that's whatever only Camden for needs. No bill.
All right,
it's reduced.
Then I can reduce it and send it out with the next June bill.
Okay,
thank you.
All right, thanks, Ken.
Okay, next month. All right, so real quick, our calendar of events. The CART meeting is May 3rd at 6:00. Our next meeting is May 17th at 6.
What's May 3rd?
That's a CARP.
She's got it on the bottom of it. Yeah. So yeah, the schedule for the next month, they normally throw it on. Normally a clerk does, but in the meantime, the mayor's doing it. Agenda item, but we do have the clerk's job posted in Indeed, and we've got a few resumes already. I just posted yesterday, which I think I mentioned earlier, but I'm not sure who was here and wasn't.
Okay, May 27th is a community garage sale day. That's Memorial Day weekend. And then the following Saturday, we have community cleanup day. That's week down at Dill Pickle Alley. You know, if you have a willing body, you come on down and help throw the junk in the truck. 3.5 hours. And then we have our quarterly joint meeting, 7:00 on June 8th. Right. We'll have our payment of bills and what they.
Jay, can I just interrupt for a minute? I never got a vote on the vending machine.
Oh, right.
I didn't.
I don't know whether we need to vote. We can just.
So it's just sitting there. I don't think anyone does. Anyone ever use it like snacks? I don't want to take it out if the people in the town use it though.
Yeah. Like if, we have people right in the gym.
And the gym and stuff. Sometimes. I mean, is there a way?
Do we get a cut of that?
No, we don't get any.
We should probably. We should probably maybe. The normally they pay a rent. They should pay. I mean, not a lot, but you know, something small.
Well, the fact that it's old, and I think it might use a lot of electricity.
Yeah.
That little compressor.
Maybe do we have their contact information? Yeah, we can see if they could if they update the machine, then we'll let them stay, kind of deal, and with enough to cover the electricity.
Whatever is that, make a motion that we move that machine, and if there's a demand or a desire for it, that we find a vending company.
Okay, that sounds good
to me. All right, because he should at least we haven't paid anything, he should at least pay for the electricity to run the machine, right?
Right,
he's just making all the money from
it. We can put a little sign up there that says, if you miss this vending machine, let us know.
Okay,
ask the public,
if you would like a vending machine here. Sign your name.
Okay. Let's see, maybe he could upgrade it and then 10 pay
people
us,
or 20 people.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So
who seconded that?
I second the motion to
what?
Follow up on the vending machine and check with the local
see if there's still people use the building. Interest for see it, and then
okay.
find
all right. All right, now we go. Payment of bills in the general fund.
All right, so general fund vouchers 173 to 194 in the amount of $17,207.89. I make a motion that we accept the payment of the of those vouchers.
I second.
Sewer fund?
Sewer fund vouchers 137 to 142 in the amount of 2,000 or 28. Or,
28.47.05.
Just there's a digit missing on the agenda, so. Sewer fund?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I guess another digit missing. All right.
So what is the sewer fund?
So the if you want to fill it in on there, it's 5,000.
Oops.
$513.97.
How much is that again?
$5,513.97.
Okay.
Must be because 28.47.
Yeah, it must be. So she's been having issues with the computer not saving things when she's doing it. So
he must. He might have added. I think you added the national.
Oh, national
last night. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. Okay. Okay,
that's what it is. All right, cool. So I make a motion to accept the sewer funds vouchers 137 and 142 in the amount of $5,513.97.
Second.
All
right, 145 is your last voucher number.
Oh,
145.
And that's for the sewer,
so voucher number 137 and 145.
Okay,
perfect.
So that's the second change. Okay,
yeah.
So the voucher number
Oh.
is actually going to 145.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's the actual cost. It must have been the previous month's number.
No. I did it on Monday. He did it again last night.
There was after the fact.
And I didn't check it. I checked the general fund, but not anything else.
So the TNA fund vouchers 125 to 128 in the amount of
Oh,
is that going to be different?
Yeah, because I added stuff there last night, because I added the other payroll and
seconded the sewer account.
Daryl did.
Simon. Right. TNA should be. Oh, you just took it.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. $3,648.42.
Oh, mackerel.
$3,648. What?
648 and 42 cents.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I didn't know
what voucher number is it?
I didn't get that.
Yeah.
What was the last? 137. Okay, cool.
What the heck?
Okay.
Actually, it must be 136 because the other starts at 137.
Well, it's a different phone.
It's a different category.
Oh, okay.
So it's 125 to
137.
To 137?
Yep.
All right, so TNA fund vouchers 125 to 137, the amount of $3,648.42. I make a motion to accept the payment of those bills. Okay.
Second.
And then the Salmon River Council of Governments fund, we need to make a motion.
I don't think was just the one voucher.
Yeah.
So
4530. It was voucher. I guess there's not another.
You want to make a motion on that one, Darren?
Yeah, I make a motion to approve the SRSG fund.
Okay.
Second.
All righty.
Perfect.
We have an adjournment to stop or to.
I make it a motion that we adjourn this board meeting.
Second.
All right, a little clunky there, but we got through. We got through.
Yes. I will get those intermunicipal.
Wearing two hats has got to be wearing. Yeah. Oh, thank you. I was going to say in the meeting that thank you so much for filling in on the clerk position.
Clearing off my desk.
Yeah.
Yeah, the grid bill, payroll, Social Security quarterly.
Yeah, just the general fund because I kept adding to that.
Thank you so much. I love
your second. Jack, did you get your W4?
Yeah, there's the one.